USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Developing news with police responding to a reported active shooter situation at Michigan State University tonight. Students are being told to secure in place and run and hide or fight if necessary. It's a tough go, but crews are working to recover those objects shot down over the weekend.
Efforts to recover the debris are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness. The object over Lake Huron now lies in what is probably very deep water.
He said officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. He did say they were not the same as a Chinese surveillance balloon that moved across the U.S. earlier this month. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden will reportedly also establish a group to investigate unidentified objects in U.S. airspace. Storm systems could cause problems for millions across the country this week. States including Arizona and Colorado are already dealing with various types of precipitation. Denver is set to get hit with snow on Wednesday. Cities including Dallas, Little Rock, and Memphis could be in harm's way. There are now more than 35,000 people confirmed dead in the wake of last week's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. At the same time, it appears rescue has transitioned into recovery.
Some international teams who were here for the sole purpose of finding living people, survivors, they have already left.
Correspondent Matt Bradley in Turkey. Back in the U.S., Major League Baseball is keeping one of its experimental rule changes. ESPN reports the league will continue to have a runner on second base to start each extra inning during all regular season extra inning games. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
A bill to ban transgender athletes from competing on the collegiate level now has the backing of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. That does not sit well with gay rights groups.
It's unfortunate to see the governor taking this position, knowing how meaningful sports can be for young people.
Jonathan Gooch is with Equality Texas. Last session, Texas banned transgender athletes at the high school level. The NCAA currently requires documentation for testosterone levels. The federal government is working to address water supply challenges for farmers on the West Coast. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $25 million to some of the hardest hit areas of the drought. The Water Smart Initiative helps growers and ranchers conserve water and build drought resilience in their communities. The money also helping fund projects led by irrigation districts and water suppliers. Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year. That's one of the highest amounts to date, up from nearly $24 billion last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. The viewership numbers for this year's Super Bowl are in, and they are huge. Fox Sports says 113 million people watched the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Arizona on Sunday, making it the most watched Super Bowl in 6 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.